You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
We are back, and it's great to have all of you with us, the second half of our program. And we will talk to Tony Barnhart tomorrow on the show, the legendary sports writer from Atlanta who announced over the weekend that he is leaving the SEC Network. We'll talk to him about his incredible career here tomorrow. Let's get back to the calls, and Quez is next in Alabama. Hello, Quez.
Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon.
What's going on?
We are doing great.
I'm an Auburn fan. I want to respond to Legend. He calls that Calzada Calzone. Somebody need to remind him Calzone dethroned the Mighty Tide last year.
Yeah, he did, and Legend must have missed that game. I guess in all his. Busy time.
And I also want to respond. He called Auburn a dirty little stepbrother, but the stepbrother took the big brother to the woodshed for about three quarters with a backup quarterback on a bad ankle. If Tank Bisbee stays in bounds, I don't think Alabama make the playoff.
That's a good point. Hey, Quest, thank you for the call, and thanks for setting Legend straight. Let's go to Bird next in Buford, Georgia. Hello, Bird.
Hello, Paul. How you doing today?
We are doing well. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, man, I called yesterday and definitely would like to apologize because I wanted your take on it, on this Kentucky Calinari and their football team. So, listen, Paul, I wanted to know, Calipari has been, he's got a championship. He's put players in the NBA. I think he's a really good coach. He's proven himself at Kentucky. What has Stoops proven?
Well, I don't think we're comparing those two straight up in terms of who has the most accomplishments. I think what we're talking about is Cal banging the drum and
Bless you.
This is not supposed. Is this who said this was supposed to happen in our rundown here?
Yeah.
I need a drink right now. You think that would cure this sinus?
Yeah, I got.
Just give me a double. I won't be sneezing anymore. The point. I don't remember what I was saying. I think when you sneeze, you tend to lose memory cells, don't you? So we're talking about Cal. Obviously Cal's a far more accomplished coach than Mark Stoops.
Yes, sir.
But the debate really is about where they are right now. And I think where Mark Stoops has taken Kentucky is pretty remarkable. Cal picked, Cal inherited a program that had gone off the track. But, the two of us could go to Lexington and probably get to the Final Four in basketball.
And I agree with you, Paul, but I just think all the hype is around the football. I don't want to take anything away from Stoops. I think he's a tremendous coach, a great coach at that. And I love the competition in the East right now. I'm a dog fan. I love the competition in the East, but I'm just thinking, Paul, if you get rid of a coach that's kind of already proven himself, that has a championship.
But, Bird, let me ask you a question. Are you a college basketball fan?
Yes, sir. I'm a Dawgs fan. I'm everything with Georgia. Anything with Georgia except Georgia Tech.
Okay, well, I don't know if this is the right conversation or not, but if you were identifying who are the best coaches in the country in basketball, would and I'm not talking about achievement-wise, I'm talking about from this moment on, who would you want on the court trying to get your team far in the NCAA tournament? Would you put Cal on your top three or four?
I'm going to put Kyle right there at number one, and I'll tell you why, Paul. He's proven to put kids in the NBA.
That wasn't really the question. He has done that.
Okay.
But I'm asking you who you want on the court in a critical. But by the way, he wouldn't even be my first choice from the SEC.
Well, I'm gonna respect your decision on that. I respect your decision, but you know, Paul, I just see this going the same way.
Did you realize there's a coach that was in the SEC that's already been fired that's gotten an SEC team to the Final Four more recently than Cal has?
And yes, sir, and I understand that. But the point I'm trying to make is I just see this going the same way.
Well, but Bert, I think your opinion is your opinion. I would never say you're wrong, even
yes,
though
sir.
I think you are. did I just say that?
Just go ahead and say it, Paul.
Hey, Bert,
don't boogie
around.
I want you
to know something. I'm blaming that on the NyQuil I snuck in here while you were talking. Hey, you take care of yourself. I mean, everything is subjective here when it comes to Cal. And I don't want to be, and I'm sure some of my friends up in Kentucky have tried to paint old Paul Feinbaum as a Cal hater. I've defended Calipari every day that we've had this show for the last 9 years. I just simply made a point the other day that I felt like he was putting himself in a very vulnerable position. But and I'm just also being honest. If you told me just within the SEC right now, if you could pick a coach to run your program and Cal was on the list, I wouldn't choose him. I would take Bruce Pearl over Cal. I would take Nate Oates over Cal. I would certainly take Eric Musselman over probably all of them right now, based on what he's been able to accomplish. Hey, thanks for the call. Augie is up next in New Orleans.
Hey, Paul, how you doing this week?
Very well.
Hey, so I don't think Kentucky's – you think they're going to have as much conversation about Kentucky once the season starts than they're spinning up now?
In football, probably not.
So this is Kentucky's highlight of the 2022 season, is talking about what's better, football or basketball, right?
I'll go ahead and say right just to continue this conversation, yes.
So what do you read into Brennan leaving?
I think the obvious – I have not read much about it today, so maybe there's more to it than what I know, but it just seems to me that – he did not like the prospects. So what have you heard?
Nothing that I don't think anything, no inside information from me. But, you know, before every season, except the 2019 season, there was something that happened before the season started that just seemed to take the attention away from what's happening. So let me ask you this question. If things go off the rail quarterback-wise, how much heat do you think Brian Kelly's going to get?
I don't think Brian Kelly is in the zone to get heat this year. I think this is a transitional year for him.
Well, I mean, you got Brennan, who that one season he did start, he started three games. I mean, the offense wasn't the problem. It was the defense. He was racking up something like 1,100 yards in three games. So, I mean, it's hard to believe the guy's fallen off the track that far.
Well, you know, that's the quarterback position, though, and you know that personnel there. And I'm guessing, without knowing anything, but I'm just going to guess, that he probably had slipped down the chart and saw no hope. And I don't know what he's doing next. I really don't. But, you have a completely different regime. You've got a young man in from Arizona who obviously has great experience. And you got to transfer in as well. So, I mean, he probably looked – I mean, put yourself in his position. You've been around a long time. You came back for another year, and you're moving down the depth chart. Why stick around?
Well, I don't know. You obviously don't know much about Brennan, but, I mean, is there any word that he might go somewhere else? It sounds like he's just giving up football completely.
Well – You know, he's been banged up, what, 2-3 times? You know, at some point, I'm sure he's looking around. I mean, everybody's looking around right now, and he may or may not. I don't know if he's got an opportunity or not. I have no earthly idea. But that's your job, Augie. You're the LSU beat man on the show.
Hey, man, I tell you, ever since Brooks Kabina left LSU, we got to rely on Rabbi. And I can tell you, Brooks is a good cover guy. Rabbi's all right, but Brooks was the one who I got all the inside scoop from. So anyway, just interesting.
Well,
that
Augie, I'm going to tell you right now, you're letting us down as our LSU reporter. So, you know, quit hanging around Galatoire's and Commander's Palace and go out and do your job, okay? We'll be right back with much more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And we are back, and we appreciate all of you being here. And let's take some more phone calls. And Kevo is up next in Alabama. Hello, Kevo.
Hey, Paul. Actually, you shut down Augie a while ago. He wasn't bringing much to the table today, was he?
Yeah, I mean, Augie kind of calls us when he's had a bad day, which is fine. But you know, we're not a shrink. We can't get him back in a better mood because the third string quarterback leaves LSU.
Oh, I almost fell asleep listening to this call. I was trying to hang on for you, but I got to talk about Les.
Hold on a second. You almost fell asleep?
Augie, yeah.
Randy did fall asleep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, Paul. I miss Jim, really, but I'm going to talk about legend. Okay, Paul, many moons ago, I try to forget this day. I was watching Saturday football. Here comes legend on some local Birmingham affiliate from the racetrack.
Right.
Have you ever seen the show?
In fact, I have. That was a couple of years ago. Birmingham. He did a show for the Birmingham race course.
How long did that last, Paul? You know?
I don't know, no.
Well, he definitely has a face made for radio. But
I've never heard that before.
You know, well, I mean, yeah, well, haha. But what gets me, though, is he comes to his own laugh track when he's talking. I mean, and sometimes, Paul, you actually laugh. I don't know if you're laughing at him or with him. But he does the Muhammad Ali.
I mean, I plead guilty, Kevo, to thinking legend can be funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, let me ask you this, a comparison test. Legend, Augie.
Ah, gosh, that's tough.
If you needed one laugh to save your life, would you ask Augie to be your lifeline or legend?
I'd go Charles Realtown, Paul. Sorry. I can't answer that question.
Now, that I agree with you on. But you have to remember, it's planting season, and Charles is on the farm right now.
He's bringing in the crop.
Yeah.
Probably weed. But I know I like Legend as far as I think he's a comeback story, but sometimes I wish he'd just say something and, you know, quit laughing at everything he says. But have Legend and Jim had a falling out?
Yes, major.
Oh, really? I don't really know the details, but I like Jim because he has a heart. He gets lost in a rabbit hole sometimes, but I think he still is one of your best callers ever, next to Tammy and Shane and all those legends back then, Bobby, those guys. But I like to meet legends sometimes just to see, you know, see him in person. And when I think of Alabama fans that I don't like, I think of Legend and Harvey Updike. I'm sorry. come to my mind.
Well, Harvey Updike would have to go down as one of the most despicable Alabama fans. He might very well be the most despicable, but hey, thanks for the call. Don is up next. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I was think that there's an issue being missed on all of the basketball talk with how Kentucky hasn't done anything.
Right.
The amount of talent that is out there now, I mean, you look at I'm a big Vol fan. Look at Tennessee and their basketball program. Look at what Bruce Pearl is doing at Auburn and different other schools that normally in the years past didn't have much a basketball program and how much they have come out and the talent that's coming from everywhere, not just people going to Kentucky and Duke and North Carolina, but there's so much talent that it kind of equals the playing field. And I think that's an issue that's not being addressed as far as Kentucky's concerned. I mean, they're getting the talent, but so is some of these other players. I mean, teams.
Well, yeah, I mean, they are getting the talent, but college basketball has gotten, you know, very peculiar. And this year, obviously, one of the better teams won. Not one of the better coaches, but one of the better programs. And that doesn't mean Cal can't catch some luck. I mean, he starts off with one of the most impactful players in the country on his team. And he's got a lot of young – it's just really a matter of developing and then coaching them. And most of the criticism for Cal comes in-game coaching. Hey, thanks for the call. Really do appreciate it. Let's move along. And Moondog is up next.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Moondog, how are you?
Paul, tell me something. Did you graduate college? Did you graduate from Tennessee?
No, I did not. I went a couple of weeks and quit.
The way you're talking, Cal, you wouldn't take Cal. You take three or four coaches in the SEC over Cal. He's got more success than all 13 combined.
Moondog, that's not the question. I mean, I can go to Wikipedia and learn that. The question is, who would I take on this date moving forward?
What has he done wrong? He's a god.
Done anything wrong. He's a legendary Hall of Fame coach. I'm just simply saying, if you ask me today,
$4 million for the flood victim.
I agree with you, I applaud Cal for everything that he's ever done. We talked to him a couple of months ago on the tornado in Western Kentucky. He's a great Samaritan. I'm just simply saying, if you said to me today, you could choose one of these four coaches, I would choose somebody over Cal. That's all I'm saying.
Pearl's been in trouble with the NCAA. You said these young coaches ain't proven. Cal is proven.
I think Bruce Pearl. I just said I think right now I think Bruce Pearl overall is a better coach.
Yeah, I mean you maybe want to take him out to a bar or something. He's a great coach. He's a crook.
Well, I would ask you to read the NCAA file from the recent case and. They would give you a varying opinion on that.
Hey, Cal is, I mean, he's trying. You got to realize, too, here's the problem. It's their athletic director. Cal's in a 50-year-old arena. Kentucky, you got to take care of the people that feed you. Cal's in a 50-year-old arena.
I'm sorry.
We're Kentucky. You know, we got a leaky roof in our practice.
Hey, Moondog, are you asking the rest of the world to cry over Kentucky's basketball woes? Are you serious?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, you got to feed the person to get you there. You know, you got to take care of them. We're in a 50-year-old arena.
Okay.
That's what Cal's bitching about.
Hey, Moondog, Cal's had multiple opportunities to leave Kentucky over the years. He's chosen to stay.
Well, why would he leave?
You just answered. It's got a leaky roof in a 50-year-old arena.
Well, that goes back to athletic
how
director.
How old do you think the arena is for the Kansas Jayhawks?
Well, it's pretty old, but
probably 100 years old.
They shouldn't even want. They're on probation. How'd they win on probation? What's the NCAA doing? You know.
Hey, Listen, Moondog, I've defended Cal about UMass. I've defended him a bunch of times. But are you
nothing
trying to
proven,
are you,
nothing are you, proven, are
you,
nothing
are you,
proven.
Of course not. Are you trying to tell me that you're going to put Cal's recruiting up against Bill Self's and Bruce Pearl's? And I mean, do you want to look under the rocks or not?
Well, I mean, Paul, you know everybody.
You want me to go World Wide Web on you here? Come on.
Everybody does that. Everybody does.
Moondog, what about his Memphis? What about his Memphis tenure? Any issues there?
Nothing proven. Nothing proven, man.
Nothing proven. I think they took the NCAA banner away.
Pearl,
are you kidding?
Pearl was on, had to set out work.
You ever heard of a young man named Rose who played on that team?
And Rose admits he didn't do nothing wrong. Cal didn't know nothing about it.
No, of course not. I mean,
Moondog,
I don't want you to misunderstand. I love Cal. I think he's a great coach, but don't start bringing Cal into this conversation and say Cal is Joan of Arc and Bruce Pearl and Bill Self are scumbags. Come on.
Hey,
they all do the same thing, okay?
Well, NCAA ain't leveled down on Cal like he has on Bruce Pearl and Bill Self. Bruce Pearl set out for a year selling groceries.
Well, actually, he set out 3 years.
Probably did. Why? Because he was guilty. And you're going to take him over
No,
Cal.
Bruce Pearl was guilty of one thing, and that was lying to the NCAA. If Bruce Pearl had admitted on day one that, yes, I indeed hosted this recruit at my house for a barbecue, they would have said, you can't recruit the guy any longer, and nothing would have happened. I mean, I know that case fairly well.
Well, I mean, he cheated on his wife, co-eds at
UT. Hey, listen, enough, okay? Enough. Now we're getting into the scandal sheets here. but I will tell you one thing. If morality was the barometer of whether a coach in any sport, in any league, could hold his or her job, we better ask for some extra time tonight to finish this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We're back to school. We've been there three times today. I feel smarter already. and that takes a lot of doing. We welcome you back. Brandon Haynes joins us from the Maneater. Wasn't that a Hall and Oates song? Anyway, Brandon, thank you for the time. It's a treat to have you on, and good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure.
Well, we are really happy to talk about Mizzou. It's come up quite a few times already. Coach Drink, a regular here. He's, at least to me, seems like he would be the ideal favorite of students on campus. How is he regarded on that campus?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Extremely high regarded. Just quite a personality. And I think you've kind of seen that past your recruiting classes. It's been our best in 20 years and whatnot. So it's kind of cool to see him kind of connect. And obviously online, Twitter, he has a strong presence every time with the recruits and everything. It's just he has everybody kind of tuned in, and just his personality and everything kind of clicks with the campus as a whole.
Brandon, he did something about 3 weeks ago, which I don't know if I've seen a coach go as far as he did when it came to the Tennessee investigation with Jeremy Pruitt. I mean, he was walking a fine line, but nothing seems to really faze him when it comes to being out there.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, you kind of saw it last year with the whole Dan Mullen situation. I mean, he comes out, makes "May the Force be with you" comment, and obviously we saw what happened to Dan Mullen the next day, and he kind of issued his little kind of setback. But no, nothing seems to faze Coach Drink. Definitely quite a character, and I think just around Mizzou that kind of just shapes his brand, and I think that's something that's going to help build identity with the college as a whole and kind of made him a name that sticks out to recruits.
He's got the great brand, he's got the great Twitter follow, but he does not have the record. What needs to change for him to continue on with that brand on that great campus?
Yeah, obviously. So a lot of things that he kind of talks about is development, and that's something that's going to be huge, especially this year. And so a big question that was raised a couple press conferences ago was, is a developmental coach one that can succeed in the SEC? That's something that we kind of have to find out this year, especially with Coach Shrink. I mean, he's had these two recruiting classes. It's going to be cool to see how he kind of turns around this year. It's a big, I wouldn't say it's a prove it year, but it's kind of one of those years where you kind of want to get back into the winning bowl conversation, kind of take some wins and kind of step up in that way. So I think it's just a big year for him to kind of make an impact.
Yeah, it's a big year primarily because he has a new boss, and she's been there for about a year, landed in August of a year ago. Let's talk about that relationship, because at some point, if he doesn't turn this around, it's going to get tense.
Yeah, for sure. And so obviously she's brought in, and I'm sure they've had quite a few conversations and everything, but it's really about what she sees fit for the program. And so I think that as a whole, you got to have trust in Drink and have trust in the culture as a whole. And we're going to see how it kind of turns out this year. Obviously, Brady Cook was recently named the quarterback. So we'll kind of see, he's entering his first true year of starting. So that's kind of a big thing. And also with all the freshmen and obviously emerging sophomores from last year's class.
Yeah. And you alluded to it a minute ago, Brandon, the recruiting, which definitely has took a nosedive prior to Drink getting the job. What can you tell us in terms of players that we are going to look at and go, wow, that's a sign that things are on the rise in Mizzou?
Yeah, I think the headlining name this year especially is Luther Burden out of East St. Louis. It's just a five-star recruit, one of the big staples that Drink has kind of been able to keep kind of close to home. That's going to be a big name. Obviously, you'll see some other freshmen step up, but I think the headlining name right there is Luther Burden.
We're talking to Brandon Haynes, the sports editor and the man eater. And Brandon, I want to talk a little bit about you for a second, because Missouri is at the absolute epicenter of journalism and communication in the academic world in this country. I had a chance to visit that J school a couple of years ago and spoke to some students, and I was nervous because of the many people that I've worked with and grew up around who were graduates of that school. What's it like to be part of that university and especially in your current role at the Man Eater?
Yeah, for me, it's a dream come true. I'm from just south of St. Louis, so I kind of have the ties to Mizzou. And I mean, ever since I was a kid, I've been able to watch Mizzou sports and kind of be a part of that. So when the opportunity arose for me to attend Mizzou, I kind of just jumped on that, and I've kind of embraced the role. And then obviously last year, I'm entering my sophomore year, so my freshman year, I kind of just got started with the Man Eater, and I kind of developed into that sports editor role. And it's just it's a cool experience to be able to say, oh, for one of the top premier journalism schools in the country, I'm a sports editor for one of their biggest papers. So it's just something unique for me and something that I hold true and I'm very thankful for and I have a lot of pride for.
Brandon, take us inside that operation, because you know, a lot of places we're not really even seeing a product any longer. It's all digital. Missouri, I don't know, but I'm sure, you know, because there is a lot of pressure on there. There's a lot of eyes watching, not only internally, but around the country, with an eye to the future, because there's so many prominent Missouri graduates. What's the day-to-day like for you?
Yeah, for me, it's just a lot of editing and everything like that, obviously, but it's a lot of talking with people around the community and fellow journalists and everything, trying to grab those ideas and try to implement them. For us as a paper, it's really just talking with each other and trying to build that rapport. Obviously, like you said, we're kind of switching to that digital kind of medium. And so what we're doing now is trying to make that shift, but also reinforce how important it is to have that print and be able to have people see kind of what that's like. And I think that's something extremely important because print is something not to be overlooked, even as we evolve into this more digital style writing.
Brandon, I know you're still young in your tenure there, and nobody's in a hurry, and don't be, to get out and join the real world. But what ultimately would you like to do, and where would you like to do it?
Yeah, so I'm still, like I said, a sophomore, so I'm still open to my ideas. But I know one thing's for sure, and that's that I want to write. I like expressing people's voices, and I think especially athletes. Sometimes their voices aren't really heard. Some football players are on a team of however many players, and so their voices aren't always exemplified. And I think that's something that I can do and I want to do is exemplify those voices. And one area I'm really interested in is women's sports, specifically collegiate women's sports. I think that's something to expand upon, and obviously we have room to grow as media, and I think that's kind of the area I want to focus on.
Well, that's fantastic. Brandon, before you go, we're in talking to our student journalists, we're getting their thoughts on what the upcoming season will look like. So what's it going to be like this year for Mizzou?
You know, it's going to be an exciting year, I think. Obviously, we've got some tough games, obviously, against Georgia, but we have some winnable ones. And I think the big thing about the season is going to be in those swing games, those games that obviously could go 50-50. I think you got a game against Kansas State that's going to be a real prove-it game for Blake Baker's defense. It's something that it's just going to be, you got Deuce Vaughn over there at Kansas State, one of the top running backs in the nation. He's going to test that Missouri defense who struggled against the run last year, but it's a big chance to kind of step up there. You obviously got games against Auburn and Florida and Kentucky and Tennessee. And that Tennessee game is something I circled because of the revenge. Obviously, Mizzou got beat pretty bad last year at home, and Tennessee is probably something that they have got circled and that they want to get back in Knoxville. So I think it's going to be a good year. I project around 7 to 8 wins, and then you have a chance for your first bowl victory since 2014, which I think is something that all Mizzou fans are looking forward to.
Brandon Haynes from the Man-Eater, what a pleasure. We will be in Missouri in the front half of the season, Brandon, and I hope you'll come by and say hello and get a chance to visit you on set. So thanks so much for making time. Good to hear from Brandon, who is one of the many student journalists. We are working our way through a couple of days of this. I hope you are appreciating and enjoying it. It's one of our favorite things we do every year as we get back to school. We'll take a short break. Back with more of your calls.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And we welcome you back. Danny is up next. Danny calling us from Georgia. Hey, Danny.
Hey there, Paul. I want to thank you for your grace toward the caller who his brother is battling cancer. I want to tell you that my wife actually just came downstairs and is sitting here with me. She is 9 years past a stem cell replacement, and the acts of kindness that people gave toward her, similar to what you are doing for this man by using your channels to reach out to Coach Saban, was really, really meaningful. And I just want to thank you, because those things, they mean a lot, and they help people get through.
Well, Danny, thank you for saying that, and I'm also pleased to hear about your wife. And I'm glad you said that, and it's not about us, but I think too often, and I've been on the other side of that as a young person with an ill parent, it's a very lonely world when something like that is going on, and everybody means well, as you know, but we all have pretty short attention spans.
For sure, and the fact that you put that caller on hold, I know that you mean that you are going to actually put it into play. You're going to do something for him and for his brother, and it's beautiful. And I just really appreciate you for doing that.
Well, Danny, thank you for saying that, and all the best to you, and in particular your wife, to continue making improvement. You be well, both of you.
Thank you so much. She's doing great.
I'm glad to hear that. That's fantastic. Thanks so much. Let's talk to Deb next in Georgia. Hello, Deb.
Hi, Paul. You know, I feel like I should know you so well, because every night when we sit down to dinner, you have been a guest at our dinner table. Every evening, we watch your show during dinner. And thanks to your show, my husband is almost about to come out of the deep, dark depression he sinks into every year when college football comes to an end. Now, tomorrow's my birthday, but you know, he may not remember that, but he will know that there are X number of days till SEC football cranks up again. And then, of course, it's game day every Saturday, complete with our traditional tailgate meal. He will DVR 7 to 8 games each Saturday, and he watches all of them throughout the weekend. But thank you for helping us get through the long, long winter.
Well, Deb,
and knowing that.
Well, first of all, I want to, whether he forgets or not, we are all going to wish you a happy birthday here from the show.
Well, thank you. He's usually pretty good about this, but see, it's not quite as important as college football cranking up. But he
I completely understand that. I mean, there's no reason why somebody's wife's birthday would trump college football, but I'm betting he remembers. Is there a way? I'm trying to think of a way maybe we could remind him, just in case he didn't.
Well, he's probably watching your show, because I went into a back room of the house and he's watching your show.
What's his name?
His name is Bruce.
Well, Bruce, I don't want to make threats, but you better remember Deb's birthday, because we will come and get you otherwise.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. We enjoy your show. And like I said, every evening at dinner, I hope you don't have any food allergies or anything, because, you know, you eat whatever we eat.
Well, may I be so bold to ask what's on dinner? What's on tap for tonight?
Well, tonight we had, let's see, what was it? Teriyaki chicken fried rice. Yeah, it was quite good. And a good Chardonnay and a good Pinot. No, I believe it's a cab that we had. So, yeah.
Well, where in Georgia do you live? I may drop by for dinner one night.
Okay, we are in Dahlonega, Georgia.
Okay.
Which is, we're about an hour above Atlanta.
Okay.
We're up in the North Georgia Mountains.
Well, I have a reasonably good idea where that is. Well, if you see some balding guy outside one day banging on the door and you see someone else sitting here, then you know that's me.
Okay, well, you're welcome anytime.
Deb, thank you, and
thanks,
happy
Paul.
Birthday.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Wow. How cool. Can you imagine, do you watch TV during dinner, Randy?
Yeah.
music.
You listen to music. Mm-hmm. What kind of music?
Usually a jazz.
Jazz, yeah. I think this show would be perfect for, I mean, I can't tell you how many people that I run into and they say, hey, I watch you all the time. I go, oh, I hope you enjoyed it. So, well, usually the sound's off. I mean, I wonder how many people right now have the show on. I mean, do you? I watch TV like that a lot. I mean, just turn the sound down. I was on a show earlier today where there's no way you can watch it with the sound up. And that was, I was on with Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A.
I mean, there's just, I can't imagine, I mean, because I was only on for about 10 minutes. And I mean, I immediately went looking for the extra strength Excedrin, just listening to that in my ears. But anyway, we'll take a short break. We have an hour to go here. I mentioned Tony Barnhart tomorrow. We will continue with our back to school. We have a couple more schools to deal with this week, and we are coming right back.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.